He had told David Moore he would bluff a confession out of her, but Kovac knew, in truth, he had to tread lightly. It didn't take a very clever defense attorney to get tossed anything a client had said without first being Mirandized. A good lawyer could get a confession tossed even after the client's rights had been read to them. They would argue the police had violated the client's rights by denying them counsel, even though one of the first items mentioned in Miranda was the right to an attorney. Or they would argue that their client hadn't been of a clear mind or some other lawyer bullshit. "I don't know what you're talking about," Ginny Bird said. Her eyes were a little glassy. The end of her nose was red. Kovac glanced around the room, hoping against hope to see drug paraphernalia out in plain sight. Then he could have taken her in, questioned her at the station, put a little scare in her. But he didn't see anything.
"You don't know anything about your boyfriend here paying someone to get rid of his wife."
"David would never do that," she said adamantly. "Never. Why can't you just leave us alone? All we want is to be happy."
"Yeah," Kovac said. "The problem with that is Mrs. Moore, and somebody tried to eliminate that problem last night. If you know who that somebody was and you don't tell me, you become an accessory after the fact. If you knew about what was going to happen before it happened, that's conspiracy. Either way, you go to jail."
"I can't tell you anything because there's nothing to tell," she said. "David is going to divorce her. He told her tonight."
"Did he?" Kovac said, looking at Moore. "That's an interesting spin."
"I think you should leave now, detective," Ginny Bird said. "I know my rights."
As explained to her by the lawyer the escort agency had sent to bail her out back when she got paid per sex act, Kovac thought. What an idiot David Moore was, throwing away a woman like Carrie and a beautiful daughter for this chick. He turned to Moore, shaking his head. "Man, you have to be one of the all-time fools." Moore said nothing. "I'll see you around," Kovac said, ambling toward the door. "And next time, I'll come with warrants. And just let me give you fair warning, Mr. Moore. If I find one shred of solid, direct evidence that links you to your wife's attack, I will unleash hell on you." Back on the street, Kovac walked down to the unmarked car assigned to tail David Moore, and told the officers to call him if Moore so much as came out of the building to fart. Back in his own car, he settled behind the wheel and just sat there, willing his blood pressure to calm down. He wanted to take David Moore apart. He wanted the guy to be guilty. He wanted someone to cough up the real name of Don something, the alleged director of photography, so he could put the guy under a spotlight and get him to sweat out his connection to Moore. That was what he wanted. The problem with that was that he wasn't supposed to want anything. A good detective didn't draw conclusions until he had all the facts. Getting too close to a crime, or to the victim of a crime, was a stop on the way to madness, or to the Civilian Review Board. If anyone had seen him knock David Moore back into that elevator, Moore would have a corroborating witness for his brutality charge. Still, it had sure as hell felt good to do it. As Kovac savored the moment, his cell phone started to bleat. "Kovac?"
"Liska."
"Oh, don't sound so happy to hear from me. I'll get the wrong idea," Liska said sarcastically. "Who are you expecting to call you? The Queen of Sheba? Catherine Zeta-Jones? Oksana the Amazing Contortionist?" "Is there a reason I'm talking to you?" Kovac asked, cranky, because he had actually let himself think the call might be from Carrie. And if Liska had known that, she would have given him no end of shit. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
"Yeah," she said. "You need to book it over to HCMC.
"Why?"
"Because Kenny Scott had a visit today from your friend Stan Dempsey.